Very nicely done. After 28 years, Jeremy Paxman is stepping down from University Challenge. Last year, he announced he has Parkinson's disease. The University of Essex have had its share of teams on the quiz programme. In fact, Essex beat Christchurch College, Cambridge in a celebrity Christmas edition. In the lineup was Antiques Roadshow expert Rupert Mars, BAFTA-winning playwright Nick Dear, BBC radio broadcaster Dotun Adebayo, and I'll let Jeremy Paxman introduce the final team member.
Hi, I'm Richard Bartle. I did my BSc and PhD at the University of Essex in the 1980s, where I'm currently Honorary Professor of Computer Game Design.
Professor Richard Bartle, good morning.
Good morning.
Cool, does that bring it all back?
Sadly, yes.
Just remind us when that was.
That would be 2015, I think.
2015. And how did you find the whole experience? Because I would have thought it's pretty daunting, isn't it?
No, it's not daunting at all. The thing is that all the people who find it daunting turn down the invitation to go. So the ones who go aren't the ones who find it daunting.
I see. That's fair enough. Yes. So you thought you'd give it a crack, and you won.
Yeah, we did win our round, but we didn't get enough points to get into the next round. So we were honourable, but not thrashed by the next St Catharines or whoever it was who won it.
How was Jeremy with you? Because obviously his persona over the years of presenting Newsnight and news interviews and indeed on the programme is it's quite a fierce outlook, isn't it?
It is, but I wasn't a politician, so he was quite nice to us. He was generous, walked around, talked to us all before it started, had little chats about what we were doing and so on, so he could make connections with us. Yeah, he was a very, very gracious host.
Yeah, and the consummate professional, you know, you just imagine he just does his homework, he knows the questions, I imagine it's very polished in the studio.
Well, the performances are polished. I wouldn't necessarily say the studio was polished, but the performances.
What is it like, the studio itself? Because you've got your buzzer in front of you, haven't you? And you get that sort of camera that zooms in on you as when you answer your question. Just paint a picture of what it was like backstage.
Okay, so as you'll have realised, we don't sit on top of each other. There are two panels of four, they're next to each other. Paxman is over to the left, and so he can see the whole range of everybody. We're sitting on comfy chairs, but they're a bit old. Mine had duct tape on it from where somebody previously must have clawed it with their fingers as they got a question wrong. The little screens where the pictures come up there's only one between two, so you're looking at it at kind of an angle and you don't really get a good view of what the pictures are, which is why I think quite a lot of those picture rounds get wrong, because people can't actually see what it is that they're looking at. There's an audience to Jeremy Paxman's left there facing us, and they're generally made up of relatives of the people who are in the two episodes that they'll be filming back to back.
Right. So you've got sort of some friendly faces in the audience peering at you, at least.
Well, judgmental for certain.
And I'm not sort of ever doubting your abilities, but Cambridge have had quite a good history on University Challenge in the past, haven't they?
Well, Cambridge has had quite a lot of success, yes, and that's why they don't have the University of Cambridge. They break it down into individual colleges to give the rest of the universities a chance. But many of the topics that they teach at Cambridge aren't ones that are taught at many other universities, and some of them come up in the questions. So if they're asking about ancient Greek myth, well, that's not really going to be something that many people at Essex University will have studied.
No. And the panels that you were on, all previous people that went to the University of Essex as well. I mean, that's what I quite like. You get to see, you know, the local connections, don't you? I didn't know, for example, that that Nick Dear and the chap from the Antiques Roadshow and Dotun Adebayo, I didn't know they'd all been to University of Essex.
Well, no. The way they select the people to go on is basically they look at the Wikipedia page for graduates of the University of Ethics, so on the grounds that anybody in there is vaguely famous for some reason. I mean, most of your listeners won't have heard of me, but if you're a computer games person, you would have heard of me. So that's why I'm in Wikipedia and why I somehow got invited onto a celebrity show. But the way they do it is they go through there. First of all, they want a balance, and it turns out that many more men accept offers to be on the show than women do. And for the Essex one, none of the women that they offered, that they asked to wanted to be on there, would touch you with a barge pole. So they only went for the publicity-seeking egotists like me. But they just go down the list. Probably not with the most famous first, because they're not going to get the presidents of Nicaragua or anything on the show. But generally, they'll try to get ones that most people have heard of. I can only imagine that I was the bottom of the barrel.
No, I don't believe that for a moment. Just a final quick one. Do you still watch it?
Yeah, do.
Yeah. Well, we wonder who will take Jeremy Paxman's place. Thank you so much, Professor Richard Bartle. Certainly not scraping the barrel having you on here. You were our first choice for coming on. So thank you very much for giving us that nice little insight into what it was like being on the programme representing the University of Essex.
I loved hearing about the contestant's chair.
Yes.
Held together with tape.
Bit of tape scratched with the fingernail marks of those nervous contestants. Well, I tell you what.
It feels a bit like that.
Yes, it does. Oh, dear. What is going on?